今天是一个特别的日子。
Today a special day.
今天普天同庆。
It's a day of jubilation.
天下所有的基督徒都在今天庆祝我们耶稣基督的复活。
All the Christians over the world are celebrating the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也在这里一同聚集。
We also gather here together.
我们一起来思考耶稣的复活。
Let us meditate on the resurrection of the Lord.
庆祝他的复活。
Celebrate his resurrection.
使我们的信心更加坚定。
So that we may have more faith in him.
让我们的生活更加有力量。
So we have more power in our life.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你
We thank you.
差遣耶稣基督来到世上
Thank you for sending Jesus to the world.
为我们付上生命的代价
That he paid our penalty.
把我们从死亡的权势当中拯救出来
And he saved us from the grip of death.
你又让他从死里复活
And you also raised him to life.
在天上坐在自己的右边
Now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father.
这完全是出于对我们的爱
This is all because of your boundless love for us.
主啊，求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
帮助我们对耶稣的复活有更多的理解。
Help us to understand more what it means, what the Lord resurrection means to us.
有更多的确信。
So we have more faith.
让我们更加像你。
So that we be more like you.
所有这一切，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们知道。主已经复活。
We know the Lord is risen.
我们先来。This is not going there. 让我们先来读一段的经文，我们来看看当时发生了什么样的情形。我们先用中文来一起读一遍，然后我们用英文读。我们一起来。
Let's read the scripture first in Chinese, then in English.
好，一起来。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来，往坟墓那里去。两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了。
Let's read it in English together. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early. While it was still dark,and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together. But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first.And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloth lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed.For as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. John 21:10.
这是七日的头一日。
This is the first day of the week.
这是第一个复活节。
This is the first resurrection Sunday.
这里讲到了耶稣复活的时候的情形。
Here it talks what happened on the day the Lord rose from the dead.
那在这之前发生了什么呢？
Then what had happened before this?
我们知道耶稣他在地上传道三年半的时间。
We know that Jesus preached on the earth for 3.5 years.
他的事工把他最后引向了耶路撒冷。
Towards the end of his ministry, he went to Jerusalem.
所以他最后一个礼拜是在耶路撒冷度过的。
So he spent his last week on earth in Jerusalem.
在这个礼拜里面，他做了很多的事情。
He did many things during the last week.
直到礼拜四的时候。
Until Thursday.
他和门徒们共进最后的晚餐。
He had the last supper with the disciples.
他在最后的晚餐期间，向门徒做了很多的教导。
He had many teachings for the disciples during the last supper.
完了以后，他们就到一个叫克西马尼园的这个园子里面去祷告。
So after the supper, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
那这个时候呢，有一个叛徒，耶稣门徒里面的一个叛徒犹大，就带着兵丁来捉拿耶稣。
So while they were in the garden, Judas, the traitor, brought soldiers to arrest Jesus.
他们把他抓起来。
They arrested him.
连夜送到大祭司那里去。
They rushed him to the high priest.
在那里受审判。
To stand trial before the high priest.
然后第二天一早，就是礼拜五的时候，一早就把他送到罗马巡抚比拉多那里去。
The next morning, which is Friday, they sent him to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor.
再次的受审判。
He stood trial again.
然后比拉多迫于群众的压力。
So Pontius Pilate was pressured by the crowd.
把耶稣送上了十字架。
And he ordered Jesus to be crucified.
然后耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
And Jesus was crucified and died on the cross.
然后人们把他匆忙地埋葬。
And they buried him in a hurry.
埋在坟墓里面。
He was buried in the tomb.
在这期间呢，耶稣虽然很多次地向他的门徒宣告说，他要受文士、法利赛人的苦，他要受死，他要第三天从死里复活。
Although before this, Jesus had warned his disciple repeatedly that he will be handed to the religious leaders, he will suffer many things at their hands, and he will be killed and rise to life the third day.
但是这些门徒们确实也不明白，也没有相信耶稣所说的。
But the disciples did not understand, and they did not believe what he was saying.
直到到了这个七日的头一日。
Until the first day of the week.
他们看到埋葬耶稣的坟墓是空的。
They saw the tomb that buried Jesus was empty.
他们在埋葬耶稣的时候，那个坟墓口，那个门口那里是用一块大石头挡上的。
Now remember, the tomb was guarded by a large stone.
他们也用细麻布包上一些沉香没药，把耶稣的尸体给包裹起来的。
They also wrapped the body of the Lord with linen and also with spices.
但是在这一天，他们看到那个石头滚开了。
But today they saw the stone had been rolled away.
那些细麻布也就卷在一起，没有包着尸体了。
And the linen cloths were also the cloths were also folded up.
耶稣的身体不见了。
And the body of the Lord is not there.
这就是在坟墓里面所发生的事情。
That's what happened in the tomb.
那为什么耶稣的身体不见了呢？
And what happened to the body of the Lord? Why is it missing?
这些当时都不相信耶稣会复活的这些门徒们，他们又发生了什么？他们找到了什么情况？又发生了什么变化呢？
Now what happened to the disciple? What did they find? And what happened to them?
这些门徒们在耶稣被抓起来以后，一个个都害怕得要命。
And after Jesus was arrested, all the disciples were frightened.
他们都四散了。
They fled and abandoned the Lord.
唯有一个比较勇敢的彼得还跟着进去。
Only Peter, who's a little more brave, he followed Jesus.
要看耶稣受审的情形。
He followed him to the trial and see what would happen to Jesus.
即使是他也三次的不认主。
But even Peter denied Jesus.Disowned the Lord three times.
不敢承认他跟耶稣之前有任何的关系。
He denied that he knew the Lord.
但是正是因为这些好像烂泥扶不上墙的这些门徒们。
Just because these disciples, they are so timid and scared.
他们把整个世界 弄了个天翻地覆。
And the same group of people, they turned the world upside down.
他们勇敢地出去传讲福音。
They preached the gospel courageously.
从非常胆小的人变成了非常勇敢的人。
From scary cat to heroes of faith.
一个个为主殉道。
And they all, everyone, almost every one of them died a martyr's death.
除了写这个约翰福音的老约翰以外，其他的所有的这些门徒们基本上都是为主殉道。
Except John, who wrote the Gospel of John, all the other disciples died a martyr's death.
是什么改变了这些门徒？
So what have changed them?
如果不是耶稣基督真的是从死里复活，
If it were not because Jesus' resurrection,
他们怎么会有这种力量？
How could they have such power?
耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
The Jesus' tomb is empty.
不管是他的敌人还是他的朋友都承认这个事实。
This is a fact acknowledged by both his friends and his enemies.
这个坟墓今天还是空的。
The tomb is still empty today.
世界上所有的宗教，他们的创始人除了耶稣基督以外，所有其他的宗教的创始人死了，埋了，他们还埋在那里。
And like Jesus, all the other founders of all the founders of the other religions, when they died, they are buried, and their tomb is still there, and they're still in their tombs.
唯有耶稣基督的坟墓是空的。
Only Jesus' tomb is empty.
这只能说明他是从死里复活了。
That can only tell us that he did rise from the dead.
没有任何其他的解释。
There's no other explanation.
但话又说回来，
But on the other hand,
我经常也被问到这样的一个问题。
Sometimes I was asked this question.
说既然基督是神的儿子，
That since Jesus is the Son of God,
他自己就是神，
He is God himself.
那他要来到世上道成肉身，这是不难的。
It's not too difficult for him to come to the world.
他要死了再从死里复活，也是不难的。
And he could die and rise from the dead. That's not too
是不是?
hard for him.
这对他来说是不难做到的一件事情，对不对？
Is it too hard for him?
但问题是，他为什么要这样做？
But why does he want to do it?
我就想起一个例子。
I thought about an incident.
小时候看到地上走了很多蚂蚁。
When I grew up, when I saw ants.
看到这蚂蚁在乱走，没有找到方向。
I saw that they were just going places randomly.
假设说如果他们再继续乱走的话，就会走到一个火坑里面去。
Suppose if they continue their path, they will come to a fire pit.
我很想去救他们。
I want to save them from danger.
但是我说的话他听不懂。
But they can't understand my language.
唯一的办法就是我变成一只蚂蚁。
The only way I could help them is I become an ant myself.
我去到那里去给他们指路。
So I can point the way to safety.
但是呢，我变成蚂蚁以后呢？
But after I became an ant,
我说假设我有这种能力可以变成蚂蚁。
Suppose I had this power to become an ant.
那些蚂蚁来咬我。
And the ants come to bite me.
把我咬死。
And they killed me.
但是呢，我有这种能力，我又从死里复活了。
But I also had the ability to come back to life.
向这些蚂蚁证明我是多伟大。
So I can prove to them that I'm so great.
不要说我没有这种能力。
Not to mention that I did not have this ability.
如果我有这种能力，我愿意去做吗？
Even if I had this ability, would I be willing to do it?
我愿意去变成一只蚂蚁吗？
Do I want to become an ant?
我绝对不愿意的，对不对？
Of course not.
其实我们跟蚂蚁之间的那个距离
Now, the difference between us and the ants
要远远小于神跟我们之间的距离
is much, much less than the gap between us and God.
神为什么会如此的屈尊？
Why did God want to humble himself?
降卑自己来到我们世人当中
to come to the world to live among us.
为什么他要这样做呢？
Why?
所以今天我们着重来思考一下，为什么神要这样做？
So let's think about it today. Why did God want to come to us?
所以这是我们今天要着重思考的问题。
So this is our focus today.
那要了解神为什么要这样做，首先我们要知道到底出了什么问题。
So in order to know why God wants to do this, we have to know what's the problem.
是什么导致了神要来到我们世间，为我们死，为我们复活？
Why did God want to come to save us and to die for us? What is the reason?
首先我们想起在创世纪里面就讲到，神起初创造了天地万物，也创造了人类。
In Genesis, we know that God created the whole world and mankind.
他的本意是想要与人类来共享那个美好的关系。
His original purpose was to have intimate fellowship with us.
让我们可以 一同有这样的一种关系来享受天伦之乐。
So that we may enjoy the world together.
但很可惜的是，人违背了神。
Unfortunately, man sinned against God.
人选择不是去回应神，而是去听从撒旦。
Instead of responding God's love, we listen to Satan.
我们看到神创造了整个宇宙万物，就是为了欢迎人来到世间。
We see that the Lord, God created the whole world to welcome mankind.
做过父母的都知道。
As parents, you all know this.
我们在孩子出生之前，我们会大费周章的去准备很多的很多的东西，要不是预备房间，要不是预备玩具，要不是预备衣服，如此等等来预备孩子的出生，对不对？
You know that before your children or your child was born, you would make such effort and to get the room ready and get their clothes and diapers, everything, to make everything ready for their arrival.
这是体现了我们对孩子们的爱。
And this is how we show our love to the children.
神也一样。
Same, it's the same with God.
为了要欢迎我们，他大费周章地创造了整个宇宙万物。
To prepare us, prepare for our arrival, he created the whole world.
但是人却选择去违背他。
But we have chosen to rebel against God.
这种违背在圣经里面就是讲到是罪。
This kind of disobedience is what the Bible calls sin.
这种违背导致了人跟神之间的关系断绝了。
And sin broke the relationship between us and God.
人失去了神的祝福。
So we lost God's blessing.
招致了祸患。
And we are, we brought punishment on ourselves.
然后这个罪使得人跟神之间有如深渊隔绝，不能相近。
So sin separated us from God. It's like there's a great chasm between us and God.
这是一个天大的问题。
This is our biggest problem.
这个问题就有如像这张图示那样。
It's kind of like this illustration.
人在一边，神在另一边。
On one side is the sinful man, and the other side is the holy God.
中间有深渊相隔。
There's a great chasm, a great gulf between us.
人不可能越过去。
There's no way we could cross over to the other side.
在神那边有永生。
There's eternal life on God's side.
但是在人这边只有罪。
But on our side is sin.
是人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
然后因为罪的缘故，我们人都要死亡。
And because of our sin, we will have to die.
不单只是肉体的死亡。
Not a physical death.
更是永恒的与神隔绝。
Not only physical death, but also eternal death, separation from God.
罪的工价乃是死。
For the wages of sin is death.
不单只这样，因为人犯罪的缘故。
What's more?
将来还要接受审判。
We also have to face eternal judgment.
按照命定，人人都有一死，且死后有审判。
Man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
这让我们走向永恒的死亡。
So we have the eternal death. That's
our destiny. 永远与神隔绝。
Eternal separation from God.
这就是问题所在。
This is our biggest problem.
这是一个天大的问题。
This is a problem that does not seem to have a solution.
这是人没有办法解决的问题。
This is a problem we cannot solve through our own efforts.
历世历代以来，人们都尝试着去解决这个问题。
But over the century, we try to solve this problem on our own.
人试图用各种各样的方法来修复与神之间的关系。
We try to repair the relationship with God.
来填补这个壕沟。
Try to fill the gap.
我们是试图通过行善。
We try to do charitable works.
我们试图通过慈善事业。
We try to do charitable works.
我们试图通过修炼。
We try to be a good person.
修行。 如此等等。
And so on.
但是人永远没有办法达到神的标准。
But we can never reach God's standards.
我们所有的努力都是徒劳无功的。
Our efforts are futile.
有些人比另外一些人做得好一些。
Some may be doing better than the other.
但其实只是五十步笑百步而已。
But they're all about the same.
人没有办法自己解决这个问题。
We can't solve this problem on our own.
那怎么办呢？
So what can we do?
只有神可以解决这个问题。
Only God can solve this problem.
但其实这个难题啊，对神来说都是挺难的。
And actually, this problem also seemed to be a difficult one for God.
为什么这样说呢？
Why did I say so?
首先我们要看看神有哪些特性，他是谁。
Let's look at God's attributes and who is God.
因为神的这些特性，他在面对人的这个问题的时候，其实他也是挺为难的。
Because of his attributes, when trying to solve our problems, it seems it's a problem without solution even for God.
我们先来看神的第一个重要的特性。
Let's look at one of the attributes.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
以赛亚书第六章第三节，这讲到有些天使在称颂神的时候说了这句话。
Isaiah 63, these are the words of the angels when they were worshiping God.
所以天使们歌唱说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，其实就是圣洁，圣洁，圣洁。
Holy, holy is, means pure, pure, pure.
圣洁就是绝对的干净。
Holiness is perfect purity.
绝对的纯洁。
Perfectly clean.
容不得半点的杂质。
It means there's no blemish or flaw.
就像是一盆绝对干净的水。
It's like a bucket of very clean water.
你往里面滴一小丁点的小滴的墨水也会把它弄脏了。
And a tiny drop of ink will ruin it.
所以这是神绝对纯洁、绝对圣洁的这样的一个特性。
So this is God's absolute holiness and pure.
那神的另外一个特性呢，就是他是公正的。
Another attribute, God is just.
生命记三十二章第四节，这里说他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
Deuteronomy 32 verse 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice. A God of truth and without injustice. Righteousness and upright is he.
作为一个正直的神，他必须要按章办事。
As a righteous God, he has to do without justice, without injustice.
他必须言出必行。
He has to do what he has said. He has to do according to the rules.
他不能屈枉正直的。
He cannot pervert justice.
他也不是接受贿赂的。
He cannot accept bribery.
就像一个法官。
It's like a judge.
他的儿子犯罪了，被带到这法庭的那里去。
And his son committed a crime and was brought to trial.
这法官不能说，哦，你是我儿子，我就让你从轻发落，我就把这个罪责就一笔勾销，你就可以走了。
So the judge cannot say, because you're my son, I'm going to wipe out all your crimes and you can just go.
那他就是不正直的。
Then he is not a just judge.
作为一个正直的神，他看到人犯罪以后，那个罪是要被惩罚的。
As a righteous God, after we sinned, he has to punish our sin.
他不能轻描淡写，就是说你就我说过的话不算数，你就没有罪了，我就让你放生了。
He cannot deny his own justice and let us go free of charge.
所以出于他的正直，罪要得到惩罚。
So because of his righteousness, he has to punish our sin.
但同时，神又是慈爱的。
On the other hand, God is love.
约翰一书第四章第八节，这里说到，没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
1 John 4:8.He who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
神就是爱的定义。
God is the definition of love.
因为爱，他就希望跟人有这样的一种关系。
Because he's love, he wants to have a loving relationship with us.
神还有很多其他的特性。
God has many other attributes.
那今天我们就着重的看他这三点的特性。
And we today we'll focus on these three.
那圣经里面还有很多其他的经文也讲到神的这三点的特性。
There are many other scriptures in the Bible also describe these attributes.
我们就选了这三个有代表性的来跟大家说明神的特性就好了。
These are the typical ones.
那根据神的这三个特性，在面对人的问题的时候，刚才我们讲到这个天大的问题的时候，神其实也是挺为难的。
So because of these attributes of God, when he's facing our problem, it seems also a big problem for God to solve.
因为这些特性似乎是互不兼容的。
Because these attributes seem conflicting.
首先我们看看神圣洁的特性。
First, God's holiness.
因为神的圣洁，所以呢，他跟这些有罪的、污秽的人是不能混杂在一起的。
Because of his holiness, God cannot be mixed with sinful mankind.
因为有罪的人、污秽的人会玷污神的圣洁。
Because we will defile his holiness if we're together with God.
根据神圣洁的特性，他是要把人拒之门外的。
Because of his holiness, he wants to reject us.
他要把人赶得越远越好。
He wants to keep away from us.
这样才能够保全他的圣洁。
So that he can remain holy.
同时呢，根据他公正的特性呢。
And also because of his just.
罪就必须要得到惩罚。
Sin must be punished.
罪必须要惩罚。
Sin must be punished.
因为当年神嘱咐亚当说，园中树上的果子你都可以吃，唯独那分别树上的果子你不可以吃。
Back in the Garden of Eden, God commanded Adam and Eve that they can eat all the fruits from all the trees except the one in the middle of the garden.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
Because the day you eat it, you will die.
但人确实是违背了神。
And man did disobey God.
本来人是要承受这种违背的结果的。
And man is supposed to receive punishment for our rebellion.
这样罪才能够得到惩罚。
So sin can be punished.
那出于神的慈爱呢？
Because God's love.
他又不忍心去惩罚人。
He doesn't want to punish us.
他又不愿意去把人赶得越远越好。
He doesn't want to reject us.
他想要与人重新拥抱。
He wants to repair the relationship.
他要欢迎人回到他的同在当中。
He want us to enjoy his presence again.
他想想这是不是互相不兼容呢？
Now, aren't these attributes conflicting?
这就有点像神的这三个特性就像三条平行线。
The three attributes of God are like the three parallel lines.
他们是互不相交的。
They will never intersect.
找不到焦点。
They will never meet.
那怎么办？
So what can we do?
人是不是就没有希望了呢？
Does it mean we are hopeless?
但是在神没有难成的事。
But nothing is too difficult for God.
在人看来不可能的事情，在人看来不可能的事情，在神却是可以做得到的。
The things that looked impossible is not too difficult for God.
虽然他可能要付上巨大的代价。
Although he may have to pay a very heavy price.
我们来看看神在人犯罪了以后，就给人预备了两个方案，一个是短期的方案，一个是永久的方案。
God has actually prepared two solutions for us. One is the short-term solution, the other one is a permanent one.
我们先来看看这个短期的方案。
First of all, let's look at the short-term solution.
在人犯罪以后，
After Adam and Eve sinned,
神与人之间的关系断绝了。
The fellowship between man and God is broken.
然后人就觉得自觉得羞耻了。
So the man and his wife feel guilty.
所以他们用无花果树叶编做衣服用来遮羞。
So they made coverings for themselves using the fig leaves.
但我们都知道无花果树叶做的衣服牢不牢靠。
And how long can the garments made of fig leaves last?
能不能遮风挡雨?
Will they keep them warm?
能不能保暖?
Will it keep them from rain?
所以神给他们一个特别的恩典。
So God gave them this special grace.
是耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
当然用皮子做的衣服就牢靠很多，对不对？
So the garments made of skin will last much longer.
也可以取暖。
It will also keep them warm.
但更重要的是。
But most importantly.
要取这个皮子，那动物要怎么样？
What would happen to the animal if their skin is taken?
那动物要死去。
The animal has to die.
要流血。
The animal will shed blood.
这就是这个赎罪的开始。
This is the beginning of atonement.
神让这个惩罚罚在了这个动物身上。
So the punishment upon, the punishment for our sin was upon the animals.
所以人可以得到暂时的解脱。
So we may be spared temporarily.
这个动物流血就替人接受了这个惩罚。
So animal died and shed blood and that replaced our punishment.
这是我们中文字讲到的这个用词叫替罪羊的这种说法的来源。
That's the concept of scapegoat.
就是这只替罪的羔羊替我们承担了这个罪责。
So the scapegoat bear our punishment.
我们犯罪的这个惩罚就转移到了这只动物身上。
And the punishment was upon the animal in our place.
在后面，圣经里面，神继续的给这些以色列人，他们一些律例典章，其中讲到很重要一条，就是怎么样献祭，怎么样用血来赎罪。
And in Leviticus, God gave further instructions on how to make atonement.
那为什么血可以赎罪呢？
Why can blood make atonement for our sins?
利未记十七章第十一节说，因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们，可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for your soul.
所以在这个短期的方案里面，神允许人用献祭的方法把罪归在这些献祭的动物身上。
So in the short-term solution, God instructed people to use the animal as sacrifices to atone for our sins.
让这些动物死去流血。
So the animal died and shed their blood.
来救赎我们的罪。
To make atonement for our sins.
所以在旧约圣经里面很大的一部分是讲到让以色列人怎么样的去献祭。
So in the Old Testament, a large portion of the scripture talked about how to make sacrifices and offerings.
但是这毕竟是短期的方案。
But this is a temporary solution.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为动物的生命跟人的生命是不是相等？
Now the life of the animals and the life of the animal and the human life are not equal.
是不相等的，对不对？
They do not have the same value.
所以这是一个不等价的交换。
So this is an unequal exchange.
所以呢，他们是要不断的去做的。
So they have to do it repeatedly.
所以以色列人中，他们有一个很重要的节日叫赎罪日。
So there's an important day in the Israelites. They have the Day of Atonement.
这是为全以色列会众赎罪的。
This is a day that they make atonement for the whole assembly.
但是呢，他们每年都要去做。
But they have to do it year after year.
因为这个交换是不等价的。
Because this replacement is not equal.
那就让我们来看神。他所预备的永久的方案。
Now let's look at the permanent solution.
同样是在人犯罪以后。
Also after Adam and Eve sinned.
男人、女人和这个引诱他们的这个撒旦，这条古蛇都受到了咒诅。
Both Adam, Eve, and also Satan, the ancient serpent, they all received due punishment on themselves.
那神对撒旦说的一句话就在这里。
Here's what God declared to Satan.
神对撒旦说，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇，女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。
And I will put enmities between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
这就预言了将来有一位这样的救世主。
So this is a prophecy for the Messiah.
他是女人的后裔。
He is the offspring of the woman.
他要出来与撒旦征战。
He will fight with Satan.
他要战胜撒旦。
He will overcome.
所以他要伤他的头。
So that's why he will crush Satan's head.
但这当中他自己也受伤。
But he will also be injured.
所以他的脚跟受伤。
And Satan will bruise his heel.
这圣经里面最早的对将来有这样的一位救主的来临发出的预告。
This is the earliest, the first prophecy of the Messiah.
然后我们到了新约圣经。
And we come to New Testament.
我们看到这一切都应验在耶稣基督的身上。
We see that all the prophecy is fulfilled. All the prophecies are fulfilled in Jesus.
希伯来书第十章第十节说，我们凭着旨意，靠着耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Hebrews 10:10. By that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
为什么说是献上他的身体呢？
Why do you say that it has to be an offering?
这个献上就犹如耶稣基督是被献祭那样给献上去的。
It is that Jesus was sacrificed as an offering on the altar.
他就是那个被献祭的祭物。
He is the sacrifice on the altar.
让我们的惩罚被罚在他的身上。
And the chastisement for our sin is upon him.
让我们的罪都归在他的身上。
And our sins are also put on Jesus.
以致我们可以得解脱。
So that we can be spared.
这也是一个不等价的交换。
This is also an unequal exchange.
因为耶稣基督他是神。
Because Jesus is God.
他的生命的本质是来自于神。
And he is God himself.
所以他的生命的价值要远超过我们所有世人所加起来的价值的总和。
So Christ's life is worth far more than the sum of all human lives.
所以他一次献上他一个人的牺牲就可以替所有人赎罪。
So he died himself and it will cover all our sins.
这就是这个救赎的方案。
This is the plan of redemption.
也是一个永久的方案。
And this is a permanent solution.
只一次献上我们就得以成圣。
And Jesus offered his body once for all to sanctify us.
就是我们也成为圣洁。
We become sanctified means we become holy.
神可以看我们为无罪。
So God can see us as sinless.
因为耶稣的这种做法，神所差遣他来到世上，替我们接受这个罪的惩罚，我们的问题就得到解决了。
And Jesus offering himself as the atonement solved our problem.
我们看看这个问题是怎么解决的呢？
How was the problem solved?
首先，罪得到了惩罚。
First of all, sin has been punished.
没有罚在我们身上，但是这个罪是被罚了，对不对？
We did not receive the punishment, but the punishment was done.
就像我们欠别人一千万。
It's like if we owe someone $10 million.
我们没有办法偿还。
We're not able to pay back.
那我们就要去坐牢。
Then we have to spend time in jail.
那这个时候有另外一个人来给我们付上了这个一千万。
But if someone else came and paid the debt for us,
那我们是不是就不用坐牢了？
So we don't have to spend any time in the prison.
因为这个罪债已经被还清了。
Because the debt is paid off.
虽然我们没有自己去付。
Although it is not us who paid the debt.
但是这个罪债已经还清了。
But the debt is paid off.
同样我们的罪的这种惩罚，我们自己没有去承受这个惩罚，但是这个罪确实是被惩罚了。
Although we did not receive the punishment, but sin is punished.
是罚在了耶稣基督身上。
It was punished on Jesus.
我们可以得到解救。
So that we can be spared.
满足了神公正的特性。
So God's justice is satisfied.
同时呢，耶稣死在十字架上，他的血为我们流出来。
Also, Jesus died on the cross, and his blood was shed for us.
我们这些污秽的人可以被他的血所遮盖。
Our sin is covered by Christ's blood.
那神看我们就不再是看到污秽肮脏的我们。
So when God sees us, he does not see filthy people, but only clean and holy people.
看到的是覆盖我们的耶稣的血。
God sees us through the blood of Christ.
这样他可以看我们为洁净。
So can see us as clean.
这样，如果我们接受耶稣基督的救赎。
If we accept Jesus' atonement,
我们就可以重新回到神的怀抱当中。
We can embrace God's love again.
神就可以再次的拥抱我们。
And God can accept us again.
我们刚才看到是三条不相交的平行线。
We see these three parallel lines just now.
好像神根据他自己的本性面对我们的问题的时候，他也很为难。
It seems our problem has given God a dilemma.
但是这三个本性在耶稣的十字架上找到了焦点。
But the three attributes were fulfilled on Jesus' cross.
唯有通过耶稣的十字架，我们才能够得救赎。
Jesus' atonement is the only way for us to be saved.
而且耶稣基督以他的复活证明了他就是那位大能的神。
And Jesus' resurrection also proved that he is God.
我们在他里面有盼望。
We have hope in him.
我们的问题被解决了。
Our problem was solved.
这个在很多世人看来，这种方法好像是很愚拙。
To many people, this is a very foolish way.
人说为什么那么麻烦？
What's the point of all this process?
那神不就原谅这些人就好了吧？何必通过那么麻烦的途径才能够让人得到救赎？
Why can't God just forgive mankind? Why did he have to go through all this trouble?
但这是出于对神不了解的这样的一种基础上问出来的问题。
Those questions are asked because we do not understand who God is.
在神看为愚拙的，在神那里显出了智慧。
What is foolish to man is God's wisdom.
格林多前书第一章第二十一节说，世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
1 Corinthians 1:21 For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe.
在人看来好像很血腥。
It seems quite bloody to us.
好像很愚拙。
Seems foolish.
但这是唯一的救方。
But this is the only solution.
天下人间没有他途。
There's no other way.
我们试图想用自己的方法来与神和好，这是做不到的。
We try to repair our relationship through our own efforts, but it is impossible.
唯有神通过耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Only through Jesus, God can save us.
这体现出了神对我们的爱。
This also demonstrates God's love for us.
罗马书第五章七到八节说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Romans 5:7-8 For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
你给我再多的荣耀，再多的称誉，我也不会愿意变成一只蚂蚁。
No matter what praise and honor you give me, I would never want to become an ant.
因为我不爱那些蚂蚁。
Because I do not love the ants.
或者我爱那些蚂蚁不够。
Or I don't love the ants enough.
但是神却愿意道成肉身来到我们当中。
But God is willing to come to us as man.
去承受那些羞辱。
To suffer all the humiliation.
承受那些惩罚。
And the punishment.
这体现出他对我们的爱。
It demonstrates his love for us.
这是神对我们的恩典。
This is God's grace.
因为基督这样的一种接受惩罚，然后他又从死里复活，我们就看到人跟神之间的这种间隔就被填补了。
Because Christ was able to receive the punishment on himself, so the chasm was bridged.
我们看到人就可以离开这边到神那边去了。
We see that we can cross over from death to God.
我们可以通过我们认罪悔改。
We can go to God by repentance.
我们可以通过口里承认、心里相信来接受耶稣进入到我们的生命里面。
We can believe in our heart and confess with our mouth and receive Jesus into our lives.
使得他的救赎与我们有份。
So that his redemption will have effect in our lives.
我们通过愿意相信他，接受他，成为他的儿女。
Through belief and receiving Christ, we can become children of God.
我们就可以离开永死，进入永生。
And we can cross over from eternal death to eternal life.
这是何等大的恩典。
How boundless grace.
何等大的福分。
What a great blessing.
但是我们要做出回应。
But we have to respond.
我们要愿意从这十字架上走过去。
We have to be willing to walk across the cross.
如果我们永远停留在自己的这一边的话，我们是承受不了这些福分的。
If we continue to remain on our side, we will never be able to receive these blessings.
我们要愿意走过去。
We have to be willing to go over.
这是我们的回应。
This is our response.
我们愿意相信吗？
Do you want to believe?
这个世界试图在告诉我们没有永恒的盼望。
The world is trying to convince us there is no eternal hope.
我们从小唱的国际歌是怎么唱的？
Do you remember the song, the international?
从来就没有救世主。
There has never been a savior.
对不对？这个世界试图告诉我们没有救世主。
The world is trying to convince us there is no savior.
这世界试图告诉我们耶稣还埋在这个坟墓里面没有复活。
And the world is trying to convince us Jesus is still buried in the tomb. He has never risen from the dead.
甚至有人告诉我们不需要庆祝复活节了，要庆祝这个变性人日。
And even nowadays, some people are trying to tell us there's no point of celebrating Resurrection Sunday, but to celebrate the transgenderism.
但是我们知道耶稣基督实在是复活了。
But we know that indeed Jesus has risen.
他填补了那个壕沟。
He bridged the gulf.
我们只要愿意回应接受他，我们就可以承受永生。
As long as we're willing to respond to accept Jesus, we will be having eternal life.
不但如此，耶稣基督不单只是拯救我们。
Not only had Jesus saved us.
他还在那里替我们代求。
He's also interceding for us.
替我们祷告。
He is praying for us.
与我们一同经历生活的高低。
He walked with us in life's journey.
与我们一同来面对生活中各种的挑战。
He is with us in every moment of challenges in our life.
为的是锻炼我们。造就我们，祝福我们。
He wants to test us and build us up and bless us.
希伯来书第七章二十四到二十五节说：“这位既是永远长存的，他祭司的职任就长久不更换。凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。”
Hebrews 7:24-25. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood.Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them.
因为他是活着的。
Because he lives.
所以他在替我们祈求。
So he's able to intercede for us.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He loves us completely.
他不单拯救了我们，还在为我们代求。
Not only did he save us, he's also praying for us.
我们愿意接受耶稣基督的救恩吗？
Do we want to accept Jesus' salvation?
我们愿意被他拯救吗？
Do we want to be saved?
我们愿意让他的代求成为我们生命的一部分吗？
Do we want Jesus to pray for us?
我们愿意在面对生活的任何的难题的时候，都有这样的一位神在替我们祷告吗？
Do we want to have such a God praying for us in every difficult times in our lives?
这是何等的祝福！
What a grace!
但是我们要把它接受过来。
But we have to accept it.
这才能成为我们生命的一部分。
Then he will become part of us.
我们或许在追求世界上的各种的成功。
Maybe we're going after success.
或许我们还在试图用自己的方法来修复与神的关系，来得到神的祝福。
Maybe we're trying to repair the relationship through our own efforts to receive God's blessing.
但是我要告诉大家。
But I want to tell you.
当我们面对生活当中最大的问题的时候，
When we are facing our biggest problem,
这些所谓的成功，
The so-called success,
这些我们所想出来的方法，
Our own ways,
都是没有办法成为我们的盼望的，
Will not become our hope.
我最近看到一个视频。
Recently, I saw a video.
这是一个可以说是广为传播的这样的一个视频。
This is a viral video on the internet recently.
这是在南卡的 一所公立学校。
This happened in a public school in South Carolina.
这个女孩在做这个最优秀学生的这样的一个毕业致辞。
This young girl is the valedictorian at the high school, and she was giving a speech.
我们都知道，现在在美国的公立学校，你在这种公开的致辞里面，基本上他们是不允许你谈关于信仰的事情的。
We know that nowadays in public school, when you're giving public speech, you're not supposed to talk about your faith.
特别是跟基督信仰有关的。
Especially topics related to Christianity.
但这位优秀的女孩，她非常的勇敢。
But this valedictorian is very brave.
她讲到她从前是追求这种学业上的完美。
She talked about how she used to pursue academic excellence.
每一门课她都要拿最高成绩。
She wants to get the best grade in every subject.
她认为通过这样的成功可以让她活得更充实。
She thinks that her life will be more fulfilled if she has such success.
可以实现她生命的意义。
So she will have a meaningful life.
但是在两年前，她的母亲突然去世。
But 2 years ago, her mom passed away.
她就反省到，她说，在这样的一种黑暗的时刻
，She realized that in this lowest moment of her life,
任何的这些所谓的成功
，all the success
都不会给她带来快乐。
None of the success will bring her happiness.
也不会给她带来意义。
It will not bring meaning to her life.
他说唯一能够给她带来安慰的
，The only thing that brings comfort to her,
就是耶稣基督。
The only person that brings comfort to her is Jesus Christ.
耶稣为她死。
Jesus died for her.
为她复活。
And Jesus resurrected for her.
为她代求。
Jesus interceding for her.
因为这样的一个坚定的信仰。
Because of her strong faith.
她能够从低谷，人生的最低谷中能够走出来。
She was able to overcome.
她能够在这种大庭广众之下给神做见证。
She was able to testify for God in this public speech.
能够成为他人的祝福。
And she became a blessing to others.
何等美妙。
How wonderful.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们每个人都可以去经历神复活的大能。
We can all experience the power of Jesus' resurrection.
我们现在在生活当中遇到各种各样的难题，是不是
？Are we facing any problems in our lives？
或许我们的工作、我们的事业遇到了难题。
Maybe you ran into difficult times in your work。
或者是我们与人相处出现了问题。
Or maybe in your relationships。
我们跟我们的孩子出现了这种误解或者难题。
Maybe there are misunderstandings and difficult relation between you and your children。
或者配偶之间出现了争执。
Maybe in your marriage,
相持不下。
Maybe you have problem with your spouse.
或者我们正在面对健康的挑战。
Maybe we have a health problem.
我们或许都在面对各种各样的难题。
Maybe we're facing all kinds of difficult times.
或许我们都在试图找方法来解决。
Maybe we're trying to find ways to solve our problems.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
最可靠的方法就是依靠耶稣基督复活的大能。
The most reliable solution is to depend on the power of Jesus' resurrection.
Rely on him. 让他为你代求。
Let him pray for you.
与他一起来走过人生的这些风雨。
Let him walk with you through life storms.
让我们生活当中充满更强大的力量。
So we have more power in our lives.
我们愿意接受他吗？
Do we want to accept him?
我们现在大家可以低下头。
Let us bow our heads.
如果我们当中有任何还没有接受耶稣基督作为你的救主的这样的朋友们，
If there's anyone among us who has not received Jesus as your Lord,
你愿意接受耶稣基督的拯救，
If you want to accept Jesus' salvation,
你愿意让他复活的大能成为你生活的一部分，
You want to experience his power of resurrection,
你愿意时常被他放在你他的手掌心中，让他为你代求。
You want to be in his presence and you want him to pray for you.
如果你愿意做出这样的回应，
If you want to have this response,
好不好？请你在座位上把手举一下。
Please raise your hand.
感谢主，举了就可以放下。
Praise the Lord. Please put your hand down.
我想为你祷告。
I want to pray for you.
还有没有这样的朋友？
Anyone
愿意接受耶稣基督进入到你的生命里面？
Anyone else want to invite Jesus into your heart?
接受他给你的这种救赎，接受他为你的代求。
Accept his salvation, accept his praying for you.
举起来就可以放下。
Praise the Lord. Please put your hand down.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
好，我们来做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks to you.
在这样一个复活节的大好的日子。
In this joyous occasion of Resurrection Sunday.
让我们能够庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
That we can celebrate the resurrection of Christ.
我们感谢你的受死。
We thank you for your death.
感谢你的复活。
Thank you for your resurrection.
感谢你拯救我们到底。
Thank you for saving us to the end.
感谢你为我们代求。
Thank you for interceding for us.
主啊，我们为今天在这里决志的这些弟兄姊妹们。
We pray for the brothers, for the sisters who have accept you today.
这是何等喜庆的一件事情。
What a great joy.
在复活节的当天能够接受您的救恩。
That they accept you on the resurrection Sunday.
主啊，我们为他们祈求。
We pray for them.
他们是您所心爱的人。
They are your beloved children.
您爱他们就爱他们到底。
You love them completely.
主啊，我们祈求你看顾他们今天所做出的信心的回应。
We pray that you watch over them and for their response.
你祝福他们。
You bless them.
你带领他们。
That you lead them.
走永生的道路。
To walk the eternal to the way to eternal life.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.